Welcome to the Fear and Greed Daily Interview. I'm Sean Aylmer. Technology is transforming pretty much every sector, whether it's by improving efficiency, reducing costs, or providing direct access to customers. And in some cases, tech is making it easier for small and medium-sized businesses to compete with larger players. Take hospitality, for example. Food by Us is an online marketplace connecting restaurants, cafes, and caterers with food suppliers. Ben Lipschitz is a co-founder and managing director of Food by Us. Ben, welcome to Fear and Greed.
Thank you for having me.
Take me through how Food by Us works, and I'll tell you, Food by Us is all one word, capital F, double O-D, capital B-Y, capital U-S, Food by Us. Tell us about it.
Yeah, sure. So independent hospitality venues, restaurants, cafes, and the like, they have this big problem, which is that pretty much every day they've got to order from so many different suppliers, one for meat, one for seafood, one for fruit, veg, and so on. So what Food by Us does is allow those venues to order from essentially a one-stop shop where they can take any supplier they like, order through the one cart, through the one experience, and basically save them a whole bunch of time, have a whole lot more clarity on what's going on, save them a bit of money as well.
Okay. So your clients are both the restaurants and the suppliers, is that right?
Yeah, we're the connector, I suppose, between the two sides. So our customers would be the restaurants. We're actually allowing them to make payments through our platform. And what we do for the suppliers is really get them more business. We're out there sort of prospecting for them and feeding in all these restaurants to purchase directly from them, yeah.
Such a simple but smart idea, Ben.
Yeah, it's one of those ideas that the more we talk about it and the more we're out there, everyone says either, God, I should have thought of that, or I did think of that, or I've been waiting for that. So yeah, it's really getting traction. We're really pleased with all the reception we get.
Yeah. I mean, friends of mine who are in that business chasing suppliers, particularly at the moment, is such a tough challenge. And in a sense, they're offloading some of that to you guys.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, a lot of people went into hospitality because they love people, or they love food, or they love the idea of entertainment. And it's not often that they went in to be really good at procurement or to focus on procurement. And so that's where we really come in to look after the back of house and help everything align a lot better.
Okay. And so how does Food by Us make money?
Yeah, sure. So we just take a clip of the ticket. So when a restaurant orders through any of our suppliers, we take the payment. The supplier delivers, and then we remit the money to the supplier a very short time later, less a small fee.
Okay. And so how big are you? How many customers do you have at the moment?
So we're operating in Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. We've got over 1,000 venues using us every week, and we've got thousands of suppliers that we work with. And then within those thousands of suppliers, there's a core range of about 200 preferred suppliers. And those are the ones that we really work in very tightly with, get the best pricing, and so on.
Okay. And is it primarily a technology solution? It's a platform which both sides go to?
Yeah, 100%. I would say our strength is technology. We were relative outsiders coming into the hospitality industry, and in particular, the wholesale supply side of hospitality. But we've learned along the way by listening to suppliers and customers. But really, what we see ourselves as offering both sides is that technology piece.
Okay, but you didn't actually launch, originally when you launched in 2016, I think it was about Uber Eats for home cooking, wasn't it? It wasn't quite where you've evolved to. Tell us about that journey.
Absolutely, yeah. Quite a funny journey in that we had experience building marketplaces. Menulog was a previous business of some of the founders. So we knew marketplaces and we thought, you know, it'd be so good if people could buy and sell homemade food from one another. But as we grew that business and as much as the technology was working, it turns out that a lot of these home-based food makers, they just couldn't pump out the volume that was going to make it a scalable business, that was going to make it a successful business. And so we quickly pivoted to the wholesale side where the suppliers there, they don't mind volume. In fact, they love it. The more orders we gave them, the happier they were. And it turned out that we were solving a real problem on the restaurant side, on the buy side. And so it was the exact same technology, still a marketplace. So we were connecting the two sides, but then we applied it to the wholesale marketplace and yeah, the rest just grew from there.
Wow. You're obviously entrepreneurial, Ben. Is the trick with some of these sorts of business to follow the customer in a sense, work out where the demand is and be happy to drop what you thought was a great idea for a better one?
Yeah, entrepreneurs are funny people because they're so dogged about what they are trying to do
yeah.
until they realize actually there's a better way of doing it.
Yeah.
And then they're equally as dogged about the next idea. But absolutely, in those early stages, I think it's really important to be open-minded about what the data is showing you. What is your reorder rate? How much are your suppliers actually able to generate in terms of volume? How much volume are they going to be able to handle down the line? And when we looked at it from that point of view, from a homemaker versus wholesale supplier point of view, it became a bit of a no-brainer. And once we did do that pivot, the data started to show us, hang on, this is really sticking, this is really growing and working. And that's when we really sort of went all in on the current model.
Stay with me, Ben. We'll be back in a minute. My guest today is Ben Lipschitz, co-founder and managing director of Food by Us. So how's the last 18 months been? Because your sector has been hurt big time by lockdowns and COVID. How have you gotten through that and how has the industry gotten through that?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been a wild ride for hospitality. Certainly at its worst, Food by Us was down between 30 or 40% and really just trying to survive by keeping the staff happy and obviously working as best we can within the industry. So for our restaurants, we were trying to help them procure better, seeing if they were switching into things like finish at home meals. Now, okay, can we get you more packaging or something a bit different? So there was a bit of that. And then for the suppliers as well, really trying to help them understand, well, what pain points are you guys going through? How can we get you more business perhaps from takeaway venues and guys that are still operating? So really just kind of making of it what we could. But then as lockdown started to lift, it just all exploded again and it's going really well now.
Okay. And then actual prices, I suppose the prices don't matter that much to you. We hear lots about food prices increasing at the moment, particularly things like red meat and some of those things. But I suppose that's the supplier sets that for the eventual buyer and you're just the go-between in a sense.
So the value that we provide in the sense of pricing is transparency.
Yeah,
so
right.
Because there are so many different suppliers and so many different categories, it's really hard for your average independent hospitality venue to know at any one time, this is what's happening with the price of lemons or this is what's happening with the price of chicken breast. And so putting it in that marketplace provides transparency. But yeah, there are market fluctuations and all sorts of forces way beyond our control. That totally rests with the suppliers. We're just there to present a nice, neat interface for the restaurant.
Okay, and you've gone into the alcohol sector as well. What's behind that?
Yeah, again, so listening to the customers is really what drives a lot of the business. And they were so happy ordering all of their food through the one-stop shop, it quickly became a question of, well, hang on, why can't we order alcohol as well? That forms a fairly decent part of our cost base. And it's yet another place where transparency and choice of pricing is helpful. So it was a natural addition to the marketplace. The technology was already there. We signed up a few suppliers and a few more and off you go. So yeah.
So what next for Food by Us?
We're already established product market fit. And I think that's just a tech way of saying people like the product and it's working. So what we're really looking to do now is scale up. There are 90,000 independent hospitality venues in Australia. And as I said, we're sort of past the 1,000 mark, but I'd really like to get to say at least 10% market penetration, at least 9,000 venues. What does that look like? Well, we've got to improve our tech stack. We've got to improve how we sell. We've got to improve all the cities we operate in. So I think next steps for us is really getting to that level of scale and becoming that true one-stop shop for most of those independent venues, which is where we sort of see the business vision.
What I like about Food by Us, Ben, is it's an example of technology making a really big difference in a very traditional kind of mums and dads sector. Cafes, you need interaction with people, but the technology at the back end can actually save the cafe owners money, and that does feed through to customers paying less and hopefully suppliers having better contracts with their retailers and that type of thing. It's really technology making a difference to a very traditional sector.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, where the venue is too big and they've already got procurement teams, that is not a great match for Food by Us. But fortunately in Australia, there is such a strong independent dining scene. So the product is really optimized for this kind of fragmented market that we operate in. And it's those guys who need the help the most. They need the buying power. They need the sort of turnkey solution. It's really exciting to be working with those small to medium businesses.
Is it better than being a lawyer, Ben? Because I think you're a lawyer, aren't you, by trade?
I was never a lawyer, but I did study law and then
decided
that business was more my flavor. So yeah, we have a lot of fun here. I think the team's grown.
Hold on, Ben. Hold on. You're being modest. Tell us about Flipsters. You started that when you were 24.
Flipsters takes me back. Yeah. So fresh out of, well, graduating law, as I said, I didn't really want to pursue a career in that. But a friend and I had an idea that we could basically design and sell this foldable shoe, which was for women when their high heels became uncomfortable. They would take them off and put on this foldable shoe, which we created, and we called that Flipsters. So I worked on that for 5 years. We actually got that into 16 countries of distribution. So it was sold around the world, and the business ultimately got acquired. Yeah, and it was shortly after that that I met my current business partners, and we started Food by Us.
Who are the menu log guys, Gary Munitz and
Gary
Tim
and Tim,
Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Where you get to now as an entrepreneur, is it the culmination of everything that you've learned at Flipsters or they've learned at Menu Log? Like, do you get better at this?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Even with the Menu Log learnings, I would say it got us, you know, part of the way there in terms of general marketplace dynamics and obviously understanding the technology. But every new business, I think, has its own challenge. And in this case, really understanding how the back of house works in a restaurant or a hospitality venue was a huge learning curve for us.
Yeah.
And then building the tech to really suit that customer, doing things like integrating with Xero, resolving your issues with a sort of tap to resolve functionality. These things,
yeah,
you don't just know, and you've got to kind of always be learning. But certainly the understanding of how a small business works and really, I guess, meshing with our customers at that level, a lot of those learnings just kind of came from, yeah, our previous experience.
And you're going because you've recently completed a capital raise. What's that mean for the company?
We have, yeah. We've recently raised $10 million, which we're really happy to have done, especially off the back of a lockdown. But really, it's that scale question that I spoke about earlier, where investors were able to see, hang on, despite the headwinds with COVID, this is a business that's solving a real problem. This is a business that's about to scale big time. And yeah, investors were fortunately happy to jump on board. So all of that money is going to go towards sales, product development, marketing, really getting us from that 1,000 to the sort of 10,000 mark in terms of venues.
Mm.
And that's what we're just wholly and solely focused on now.
Ben, good luck with it. Thank you for talking to Fear and Greed.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Ben Lipschitz, the co-founder and managing director of Food by Us. This is the Fear and Greed Daily Interview. Join me every morning for the full Fear and Greed podcast with all the business news you need to know. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your day.